Somebody has suggested that we talk about ratemyprofessor.com. Is it permissible to go on ratemyprofessor.com and actually rate your professor? Apparently, they judge professors on three criteria. I don't know what those three criteria are because I wasn't sure that I was allowed to go on ratemyprofessor.com. But then there's comments. You can leave as many comments as you want. This person is the most awful person or the nicest professor, this or that. Whatever you want to say, it's a way of getting information out there to people who want to know what classes to take, what classes to avoid, and that's the service that it provides by sort of crowdsourcing the information so that people will know what to expect when they take a certain class. So what it really boils down to is the definition of to'elas, that we know that there is a halacha that one is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, but when it's for the sake of to'elas, when it's for some benefit, when it's for a positive purpose, one is permitted to speak Lashon Hara. So what exactly are the gedarim of to'elas? Meaning this seems to be a to'elas, trying to help people choose which classes they should take. Now, in general, whenever we talk about the issue of Lashon Hara, we have to view it through the prism of two separate categories. There's the category of Ben Adam L'Chavero, and there's the category of Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Ben Adam L'Chavero is that you have to be nice to other people, and that's for his sake, because you don't want to do something damaging to somebody else. Ben Adam L'Atzmo is for your sake, that you have to be nice to other people because you are supposed to be a nice person. Mahu rachum afata rachum. You're supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'alachta bidrachav, v'ro kolam ha'aretz. The Torah tells us, kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha, that they're going to see that you are halachta bidrachav, that shem Hashem is nikra lecha, that you are fulfilling and maximizing your tzelem elukim, and then v'yaru mimecha, they're going to learn a sense of Yerushimayim from the way that we behave, and that's part of the way we're supposed to be. That's Ben Adam La'atzmo, that we're supposed to live to a very high standard. Nafkamina might be, Rav Daniel Feldman points out in his recent book about Lashon Hara, where I'm getting most of this information, points out that the Nafkamina might be how significant the to'elas has to be. If it's Ben Adam La'atzmo, then any sort of to'elas would label the speech as being better than than speaking Losisa Shema Shav, than speaking for no reason. But if it's Ben Adam L'chaveru, the purpose has to be greater than the harm. You have to think about how much you're, meaning if it's a Ben Adam L'atzmo issue, the issue is don't needlessly say negative things. As long as it's not needless, so then it's not needlessly saying negative things, as long as there's any sort of to'elas. But if Ben Adam L'chaveru, it's a matter of how much is the harm going to be versus how much is the to'elas going to be, and there has to be a careful balance of that in order to be matir. Another nafkamina might be whether it applies to a non-Jew. Ben Adam L'chaveru, most mitzvot aseh Ben Adam L'chaveru apply only to Jews. Because Rav Shapiro often points out, are dependent on reciprocity. That whatever they're not allowed to do to me, I'm not allowed to do to them. Whatever they're allowed to do to me, whatever they're mechuyev to do for me, I'm mechuyev to do for them. Rav Shapiro often likes to point out that that's only true of mitzvahs asay that are based on reciprocity. Normally, los asay, that's an agreement in all of society that in order to function properly, we can't be stealing from each other, and we can't. So goyim are not allowed to steal from me. I'm not allowed to steal from them. When it comes to los haseis, the reciprocity would say that I shouldn't do negative things toward them. But what if you live in a culture where everybody speaks negatively about other people online, and that's what you do? You rate every business, you rate every product you buy on Amazon. You do, everything is about just getting all the information out there. So would reciprocity demand that I not say my evaluation in keeping with the culture of a non-Jew? Maybe not. But Ben Adam La'atzmo, in terms of the kind of person that you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to be a rachama, and then you're supposed to care about other people, and you're supposed to want to protect other people. So that Ben Adam La'atzmo, so that maybe would be a mechayev to avoid these kinds of things. But what it really, as I said, what it really boils down to is what are the rules of to'elas? It really depends who you ask. The Chafetz Chaim has a list of about 7 or 8 different rules in different places in the Sefer about what constitutes a to'elas, what conditions need to be met in order to permit speaking Lashon Hara l'to'elas. Other achronim have shorter lists of what constitutes a to'elas. It's important to realize Chafetz Chaim wrote the Sefer on Lashon Hara, but it doesn't mean that everybody agrees with everything the Chafetz Chaim says in his Sefer on Lashon Hara. Other Achronim had different opinions about certain matters related to Lashon Hara. We'll go through the Chafetz Chaim's list, at least the way it's summarized by Rabbi Feldman in his book. First of all, he says, Rabbi Feldman quotes from Saraya Dublitsky that it's impossible to fulfill all of the conditions of Toelas, but they should be like a guiding light in terms of figuring out whether this is really the proper thing to do or not. Meaning, we take all of this into the Cheshbon when thinking whether this is a proper Toelas. So here are the eight things to take into the Cheshbon. First of all, Chafetz Chaim says you have to be certain that what you're saying is actually true. Now, it could be that if you express something in a way that shows that you're not certain that you have fulfilled this requirement, meaning let's say you're 95% sure that this professor makes sure to fail one student every semester, but you're not 100% sure, you're 95% sure. So you could say, I have heard, but I don't know for sure, or something like that. That would fulfill that requirement. However, the second one is more difficult. No exaggeration and no spin. You state the facts as they are, without exaggerating the facts, without interpreting the facts. Then if you're going to exaggerate, there's no heter to exaggerate or to add your own spin on things, just to remain very factual. I was just talking to Sachs about this. He suggested the same thing, that this class requires a lot of work. That's a fact. It's a difficult class, requires a lot of work. Nothing wrong with that. The professor looks at me funny. The professor's mean, or that's judgment. That already you stay out of. It has to be, third, clearly defined misdeeds. It has to be something that is very clearly problematic behavior in order to go and present it as such. Fourth, there has to be no other way to remedy the situation, including talking to the person who you have a problem with. In this case, probably, it would be difficult to go over to each professor and say, your class really shouldn't be so hard, you should be a nicer person. I don't know that would remedy the situation, but there may be other ways to remedy the situation. Many universities have at least an internal review of the teachers. So maybe there's a big difference between an internal review versus putting something out there online for the whole world to see. So that could be another way to remedy the situation. Even in internal reviews, it's a discussion. Is that for a company, let's say, they do employee assessments. So it's reasonable to assume that the employee assessments are necessary for the company to function properly, but you still have to follow these gedarim when doing it. So Rav Sachs was telling me he wasn't sure whether he heard that Rav Soloveitchik in YU was not a fan of even of students rating their teachers before the internet existed, just so that the administration should be aware that Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that was a good idea, that the students should be. I don't know. One could certainly argue that point. A fifth criteria is that only those affected should hear about it. Now this is really where the internet problem comes in. If I'm putting it out on the internet, people tell me, it's so much fun, you could just sit there for hours and rate my professor and read about all these different reviews of teachers you've never even heard of, teachers that you don't even plan on taking. It's fun to read Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is fun. No one ever denied it. Lashon Hara is lots of fun, but it's also very, very usher. So if the whole world is going to be able to hear about it, l'mashal, you're sitting at a Shabbos meal with a whole bunch of different people, and someone just told me this case, someone mentions a caterer they're planning on using for their child's bar mitzvah. Now, that caterer is totally unreliable. He'll never return your phone calls. So can you say it right there at the table? No. But it's a toelus. I'm trying to save them the agmas nefesh. So you go over to them afterwards and you tell them, look, his food is very good, but just you have to deal with the fact that he's not always going to return your calls. I'm just warning you that if you can't stomach that, then maybe you should look at another caterer. But not for the whole world to hear, and not for everyone sitting around the table to hear. Rav Willick thought that if it's something that's mamish, a hezek to the rabbin, and the only way to really get the word out there is through the use of social media or something like that, that one is allowed to. But it's got to be something that, I spoke to him about someone, a rabbi who's a predator or something like that. So he said that you got to get the word out. Everyone has to find out about it to avoid to avoid the person, so that, you know, that if he ever applies for a job and they Google his name, that something should come up, that people should stick to the facts. But I said, what about the fact that every commenter on your Facebook post, I don't have Facebook, I don't know how it works exactly, but every commenter on your Facebook post is going to have free reign to say whatever he wants, and you've just provided him with a Pesach to do that? He said, that's not your problem. What they decide to do with that is not your problem, but if that's the only way to save people, so then you have to do that. But to stop and say that, you know, whatever your feelings are about a professor when the guy didn't do anything wrong, not so clear. Chav Chaim also says that even if one is going to speak Lashon Hara, you should do it indirectly. And we learned this, Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph tells us by the story of Achan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yehoshua that you lost the battle of Ai because someone took the spoils of Yericho. Oh yeah, who? I'm not telling. What, you think I'm going to speak Lashon Hara? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead does it through a Goral where Yehoshua figures it out. Either way, yeah, but better not to say Lashon Hara directly. It's like the old line, I never repeat Lashon Hara, so you better listen well the first time. No, but the over here, it's I don't like to say Lashon Hara, so you have to listen carefully, because it's even when I'm going to have to say it, it's, you know, you have to read between the lines a little bit. Another requirement is that the negative impact shouldn't be greater than justice dictates. You know, if this is going to ruin a professor's career, why? Because he's boring? Because in your judgment, the way he presented one of the chapters in biology was somewhat boring? So does that warrant ruining his entire career? So it depends. You know, so, I mean, usually not, but one has to be able to judge the impact. And the final requirement, and this perhaps is the strongest one, is that it has to be completely l'shem shemayim. That you're doing it because you're really trying to help people, not because, you know, you get this sick gratification out of saying bad things about other people. Now, it's interesting. If you have something that's really a toelas, in general, that has to be shared because of lo samar al dam re'echa, and you can't bring yourself to do it l'shem shemayim, Chafetz Chaim says, you know, you can't just say, okay, so I won't do it because I can't do it l'shem shemayim. No, you have to work on yourself to get to the point where you can do it l'shem shemayim, meaning that there is this balance of l'sam l'adam re'echa versus speaking lashon hara. So this is an important point. But in general, I would think that in an online forum, people have to be very careful about how they speak about other people in an online forum, that we should try to avoid such things, that if there's something that has to be said, that has to be shared, you should always err on the side of sharing in a more private type of forum, and the information could usually be made available if a student is really concerned about a class just by asking around a little bit and finding out about the class without having it out there for everybody to see. Thank you.